There's two types of people in this world. There's people who take control of their minds, control of their thoughts, control of their reactions, and control of their ideas. And then there's people who choose not to take control of their minds. Or maybe they don't know how to, meaning they have no clue that what goes into their mind is actually taking control of their life, meaning that they don't realize that's why they are not where they want to be in their lives. And that's the reason for this episode today. Everything starts in the mind. And it's time to take the driver's seat in your life. It's time to be the captain of the ship to your destiny. It's time to take control of your mind. Thank you, legends, for tuning in to another episode of the Leave Your Mark podcast. As always, I am your host, Miguel Mendoza, and this is the podcast created to help your legacy. If you are watching on YouTube, then you probably realize my hair is a little bit crazier than normal, and throughout this episode, it will kind of get more and more crazy. I think it's appropriate for this episode talking about your mind because I have lost my mind. I've gone insane, which really means I'm doing incredible. I'm a mad scientist when it comes to the study of the mind and learning what goes on with it. And before we dive in, I want to thank you for tuning in, whether it be on YouTube or Apple Podcast, Spotify, Patreon. Thank you for being here. Thank you for wanting to better yourself and your life. Thank you for not willing to accept life just as it is. Thank you for ignoring the naysayers. Thank you for wanting to make this world a better place and understanding that it starts with you and it starts with the mind. Your life is a result of your thoughts. And the order of operation when it comes to your life and your destiny is it starts with a thought, and we'll dive into what forms a thought, but it starts with a thought, and those thoughts eventually lead into an action. And enough of those actions repeated over and over again turns into a habit. And the combination of all of your habits that you have in your life form your character. And your character leads into your destiny. That's the order of operation. Wherever your life will turn out, whatever will come of your legacy, it first starts with what? Say it with me. Your thoughts. What are your thoughts a result of? Everything. To simplify it, what you see and what you hear. And everything that has to do with those two things. What you see on TV. What you see your friends do. What you go to the bank and how you see someone react to something that's not going their way. And also what you hear, the music you're listening to. A lot of people talk about sad boy hour music, meaning very sad, depressing music, and we wonder why we are so privileged and depressed at the same time. It's because of what we see and what we hear. Okay, we're going to get very specific today, and a lot of this is inspired by the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This book was written, I think, almost not 100 years ago, but somewhere around there. But the principles are still valid to this day. The title of the book, Think and Grow Rich, it makes it sound very money-hungry and maybe even salesy, but that's not it. It's really just about the mind. And it's incredible. It's just using richness as an example of what can come from the mind. So today we're going to cover your auto-suggestion, your imagination, and the subconscious mind. Your auto-suggestion sits in between conscious thought and action for the subconscious mind. Your auto-suggestion is formed by all the thoughts you allow to sit in your mind. Whether they are positive thoughts or negative thoughts, it makes no difference. Let me explain it even more. Okay, there's the conscious mind, meaning things that you're aware of, right? Maybe brushing your teeth, you're not fully aware of because it's such a habit, but something you are aware of, right? Like somebody randomly coming and slapping you in the face. Okay, you are fully aware of that. You're not used to that. That is probably uncommon for most of us. But that is directly, that's your conscious mind making that connection, that discovery, right? So a thought passes by your conscious mind. And at that point, two things can happen. You either allow it to enter the subconscious mind, meaning you do nothing about it. You allow those thoughts to continue to come and sit there and hang around. Or you stomp it out. You kick it out. You replace that with other thoughts. The smoker wasn't always a smoker. First had to come the thought of smoking. And if it didn't completely get kicked out, if it was allowed to sit around, say, well, you know, it's not, maybe it's not that bad. You know, I hear it gives people a good head rush, good head high. You know, people still grow to their old age while they smoke. Then you could be more likely to do it. But if you kick it out right away, nope, unhealthy, horrible for you. Let's not talk about it again. And if you talk about it around me, you are not going to be allowed to be around me. Okay, so those are the two things you can do when a thought passes by your conscious mind. There are no excuses for where you have allowed your habit of thinking to get to, because God has built humans that they have, for the most part, absolute control over the material that reaches their subconscious mind. Now, that word, subconscious mind, I want to talk about a little bit later. Before we get to that, I want to mention the imagination. We all have a very good idea of what the imagination is. Literally anything you can paint, picture, conjure up in your mind, whether it be realistic or unrealistic, whether it be reality or whether it be fantasy. Now, hear me very closely when I say this. A person's only limitation is in their development and use of their imagination. I will say this again later in this episode, but the mind could produce anything the mind could conceive and believe. If you can conjure it up in your mind, if your imagination could see it, then it could come into its physical equivalent. It could come into this world. Whether everyone calls it unrealistic or whether everybody supports it, everything you see started in the imagination. We don't look at a huge skyscraper and call it impossible because it's there. But what about before the first ever building that reached over a house, over the height of a house, was in someone's mind? What about when it was in somebody's mind and they were talking about it and everybody was saying, that's impossible. You can't build a building that high. It's never been done before. And then you go on and do it. Now it's normal. Now it's realistic. Now there's thousands of skyscrapers throughout the entire world. What about the first time somebody had the idea to bend a piece of metal and fly it through the air and have that as a way of travel? There's no way. That is very unrealistic. Just because you can see it in your imagination doesn't mean that we can actually do it in the world. And then somebody invented the airplane, and then they learned how to fly it, and then they taught and coached people on how to fly it. And now it is a normal form of travel. You see how we go from unrealistic to normal? It's because somebody had the audacity to act on their imagination. Somebody had the guts to go against what everybody else was saying and do it anyways, and bring their ideas into this world anyways. Somebody had the courage to go through all the no's and the rejections and the get realistics to take what's in their mind and produce it into this world. And this is your only limitation. It's in your development and use of your imagination. Your limitation has nothing to do with how much money you have right now. Your limitation has nothing to do with how many people believe in you or how many people do not believe in you. Your limitation has nothing to do with your past failures. Your only limitation has everything to do with your development and use of your imagination. If you can see it here in the mind, and you have the courage, the audacity to work, believe, suffer, to bring it out into the world, anything is possible for you. You know, there was a time when you were a child where your imagination was the biggest part of your life, where you actually believed what you thought. You may not remember those times, but they existed. You may not be around children much, but their imaginations are limitless. At some point, people like you have ruined their imagination. And it's not your fault, because it was done to you and you don't know any better. But at some point in your life, you were limitless. At some point in your life, your mind was boundless. You believed dinosaurs were chasing you. You believed you could fly. But at some point, someone or many people belittled your imagination, and it slowly started to die. I'm here to tell you, no, I'm here to beg you to bring back that imagination you once had. To bring back the free flow of ideas. To bring back the limitless thoughts that could change the world. This is the power of the imagination. Now, I want to bring this up before we get into the subconscious mind. But your mind is a garden. You can feed your garden, and as a result, you get beautiful flowers. You get nutritious crops, or you can neglect your garden, and all this beauty and nutrition will die, and weeds will grow. Your mind works the same way. You can feed your mind positive thoughts. You could feed your mind ideas of where you want your life to be. And you will see the results. You will reap the benefits. You will see your life start to change. You will see your body start to change. You will see your friends start to change for the better. Or you can neglect feeding your mind all these nutritious things. And slowly but surely, you will see all the amazing things in your life die. And I mean the amazing things that will make you truly happy. Not the fake things that we think will make us happy. You will see those start to die off, and you will see weeds grow in your life. You will see snakes come into your life. And before you know it, you will be surrounded by negative, toxic people living a life you hate and you don't know how to get out. And so we get depressed. And we blame everything except ourselves for allowing us to get to that point. Man, I'm preaching today, you guys. I told you, I lost my mind. I lost my mind, and I don't want to find it because I don't want to be like anybody else. I don't want to be like the majority who says nothing is wrong with me, everything's wrong with the world. I want to be like the very few who say, I need to change me so I can change the world. I want to read you a little piece from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill that talks about the subconscious mind. Here it goes. The subconscious mind consists of a field of consciousness in which every impulse of thought that reaches the objective mind through any of the five senses is classified and recorded, and from which thoughts may be recalled or withdrawn as letters may be taken from a filing cabinet. That was a lot. But basically, anything that goes into your mind is recorded. Everything. The subconscious mind works day and night. And although you don't have 100% control over what goes into your subconscious mind, you can voluntarily hand over any plans, desires, goals, visions, and ambitions that you wish to come into reality. That is why you hear people like me say you need to have complete control over everything you watch, listen to, hear, the people that you're surrounded by. It's because your subconscious mind works day and night. There is no on and off switch. It's always going. And we know the term, you get out what you put in. So what you put into your mind is what you will get out. You cannot expect to put in negativity, gossip, slander, jealousy, rage, anger, revenge, evil, and somehow get out goodness in your life. It doesn't work that way. It makes no sense. You can't put a cake in the oven and get out a steak. It doesn't work that way. You must continuously always feed your mind what you want to come out into your life. So instead of watching the dramatic reality shows, the short form content of people belittling themselves or belittling others, you need to put in healthy, positive content into your mind. Listening to podcasts like this, which is why I tip my hat to you, because I have said enough things to piss off the average person, but you're still here with me because you agree that we are the problem and you want to get better. So I tip my hat to you, but it's listening or watching podcasts like this. It's reading books that are going to better your lives. It is paying for mentorship, paying for conferences. See, because we will buy the newest Jordans, the expensive purse that we saw somebody else had on their social media. We'll buy all this crap that won't matter in 10 years, but we won't buy the things today that will highly benefit our lives in 10 years. Why? It's because you keep buying the lie that all that matters is what we have and not what we have in us. That's the lie. That's the lie. It's such a lie. I care to leave nothing to my son. No material possessions, no money, no house, nothing. Why? Because it has nothing to do with what I leave to my son, but it has everything to do with what I leave in him. I don't want to leave him a fish. I want to leave him the skills to catch a fish. Because I could leave him everything, and he could lose it. He could get it stolen from him, and then he has nothing. No knowledge of how to go get it on his own. Then I have truly failed him. Please start focusing on what is going into your mind. It will benefit you and everyone involved. I said this earlier, but the mind could produce anything. The mind could conceive and believe. Henry Ford's a great example. He should have lost, according to the world standards. He should have been oppressed. He should have said, "Why me?" and blamed the government for everything that's wrong in his life. But instead, he allowed his imagination and his mind to conceive and believe that the very first V8 engine could be made. Even his own team stopped believing at some point, but he never did. I'm sure at some point he was the worst boss to work for because everybody said something was impossible and he said, "Work on it anyways." Which really showed how much of a great boss he was, because that same team that said it was impossible was the same team that helped him make the first ever V8 engine. So it shows how great of a visionary and leader he was. I want to leave you with this. Set your goal or set your intention. Write it down and then shape your thoughts towards that goal and bring out the positive emotion as if you've reached that goal. So when you take time to meditate, because you should, I want you to think about this goal like it's already yours, like you have it. Okay, that's called faith. You need to have that emotion with it. Then the mind starts to believe it. And then those thoughts turn into an action. That you can do it. That you will do it. Positive actions every single day. And then it'll turn into a habit. That you are in the habit of working hard towards your dreams and goals every single day. And then that turns into your character. Of you are a visionary. You are an optimist. You are a hard worker. And that will lead into your destiny, my friends. But this all starts with taking control of your mind.